Today, thousands of people in Los Angeles were ordered to evacuate after a fast-moving brush fire ignited near the Getty Center Museum. It was the latest outbreak in a wildfire season that has put the entire state of California on alert. We're thinking of you all on the West Coast today. We're also thinking of people 7,000 miles from you on the East Coast of Australia, where the news is remarkably similar.
Good evening. As we go to air tonight, 90 bushfires are burning across
Huge
the state.
Huge plumes of smoke filled the sky as a fire at Darawang, north of Foster.
New South Wales Rural Fire Service has warned today could be one of the most dangerous for bushfires so far this season.
It's been an incredibly busy start to this fire season.
Inspector Ben Shepherd spoke with us today from the control centre of the New South Wales Rural Fire Service.
And we've seen more fires burn more land in the past 3 months than we've actually seen over the last two fire seasons combined.
Shepherd says the Australian states of New South Wales and Queensland have sent thousands of firefighters to battle bushfires up and down Australia's east coast. Some areas have seen no rain for 2 years, conditions that have grown only more severe with climate change. And the dry heat of Australia's summer is just around the corner.
It will be a massive effort whilst we look down the barrel of what is going to be a potentially long and protracted fire season. I'd love nothing more than to see a heap of rain over the next week or two, but the Bureau of Meteorology is suggesting that we may not see any real meaningful rain at least until January.
The message for Australians, be prepared.
People need to understand that if you live on or even near the bush, that there is an element of risk that comes with that.
Officials in New South Wales are advising people in fire-prone areas, just like in California, to have an escape plan.
Because you don't want to make the decision when the flames are now licking at your back door. That is too late. And that's when we know that lies are risk. But take responsibility for it. Don't think someone else is going to do it. Don't necessarily blame the fire agency or the government or whoever. You actually have a shared responsibility for fires because California and New South Wales are some of the most bushfire-prone land in the world. So we all need to take a little bit of responsibility for that.
Inspector Shepherd takes a tough love approach and he leaves it to Australians, known for their self-reliance and independence, to take care of themselves.
If you've done some preparation, you've got a well-prepared home, and well-prepared is not just having a hose. It's ensuring that you've trimmed back trees, mowed lawns, cleaned out your gutters, got adequate clothing to wear, but also that you're mentally and physically fit.
Then you're ready. That's Inspector Ben Shepherd of the Rural Fire Service, New South Wales, Australia.